Okay, just one hosafa from yesterday, and then we'll move on. I mentioned that the Gemara at the start brought up the issue that we paskin that tum is dechuya betzibur. Beis Halevi asks in Chelek Aleph Siman Lamed Ches, why is it that by some halachas we say dechuya and by some halachas we say hutra? What's the rule? Is there a rhyme or reason for saying one and for saying the other? So writes the Beis Halevi, Bahanire dehakol tali bazeh. Everything is totally on the following. Something that it is impossible for one to be without the other. By definition, they're together. The Shabbos carbon tamid will always require the tamid being on the Shabbos. So havi hutra. We have two things that must go together. So then that's called hutra, says the base halevi. That's what we would say hutra. You'll never have a case of a mitzvah of yibum without having to violate, quote unquote, your brother's wife, right? That's the definition of yibum. So says the Beis Halevi, whenever the two have to be together, so then we say hutra. But a mitzvah which can exist without the yisur, it just so happens that in this specific case, it is usur. Havi rak together dichui. That's dichui. Kumo kilayim betitzes. The efshal mitzvah tzitzes l'skayim betalas shel semer. Right, it could be kilayim betitzes. You could wear tzitzes without kilayim. What about pikuach nefesh on Shabbos? You might save somebody's life on a weekday. It doesn't have to be on Shabbos. So any time when the two things don't have to be together, you would say dechuya tuma hutra betzibur. You don't have to be tami to bring the Karban Pesach. It's only in dire circumstances. So says the Beis Halevi, that's when the rule when you say hutra, and when we say dechuya, because it depends if it always goes together or not. Okay, that's an important rule to remember. Okay, now we move on. We're on the second line of Ayin Chesam and Aleph. Okay, and just to remember, to have clear in our heads, there are two machlokos, two arguments that we're going to discuss now. The confusing part a little bit is that Rabbi Lazar is in both of them. But if we remember both two, and the Gemara is going to relate how the two work together. One machlokas is what was quoted yesterday from the Mishnah in Menachos. Well, the Mishnah in Menachos is a machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua, both by Zvachim and by Menachos, the machlokas ended up being. Machlokas was, let's say the basar does not exist anymore. Let's say the basar, the meat of the carbon, became tame. Are you still Zorek the Dam? Right? Do you say, oh, it's farfalon, it's all finished, and I have to start again? Or do you say, no? Do you say, Dam afal pisha ein basar? That's a machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lazar says, one without the other is fine. Dam afal pisha ein basar. While Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you need both. If you don't have the dam, then if you don't have the basar, you can't have the dam. The opposite way everybody agrees to. If you don't have the dam, then you surely can't eat the basar. But what if you don't have the basar, or the basar becomes tamei or something, so then could you be zorek the dam? That's what machlokas. Rabbi Lazar says you can, Rabbi Yeshua says you can't, Rabbi Yeshua says they always have to go together. That's machlokas A. Machlokas B is the machlokas whether tzitz is meratza on achilos or not. We know that tzitz has magical powers. We noted that even if something is tamei, it makes it work, it brings kapara, it overrides the problem, so to speak, of tumah. So how far does that go? Is that even meratza on tamei items that are edible, that are eaten either by people, that means basar, or by the mizbeach, that's called chelev, right, the emurim that are burnt on the mizbeach. So that's also a machlokas. That's between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Lazar, again, Rabbi Lazar, that we had him in with the first machlokas, this machlokas Rabbi Lazar holds that tzitz is meratza on achilos, while Rabbi Yossi says that tzitz is not meratza on achilos. It's not meratza on edible ne'echal items. Okay, let's keep those two machlokos in mind. And now we see the Gemara. So remember, the Gemara on Amud Beis yesterday basically had one issue. Is the Mishnah like Rabbi Yeshua or not? So the first half of today's Amud is going to have a similar issue. Is our Mishnah like Rabbi Yossi or not? What did our Mishnah say? Let's keep our Mishnah in mind. Our Mishnah on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis has said that there are five carbon sibur that are brought even betumah. The five carbon sibur, they're not eaten betumah, except the carbon Pesach, but they're brought betumah. That was the Lechem Apanim, the Omer, the Zivchi Shalmi Tzibur, the Siri Resha Chadashim, and the, I missed one, the Lechem Apanim. The Omer Shei Lechem Lechem Apanim, Zivchi Shalmi Tzibur, and Siri Resha Chadashim. Okay, those are the five that were brought for Tumah. So says the Gemara, second line, with that introduction, Neima Masvisin Deloka Reb Yossi. Let's say our Mishnah is against Reb Yossi. Titania, Reb Lazar Omer, Hatzitz Maratza Alachilos. Reb Yossi Omer Ainz Maratza Alachilos. Well, that's the first. That's the second machlokas that I mentioned. Whether the tzitzis maratzeh on edible items. Let's focus on Shitas Rav Yossi that the tzitzis not maratzeh on edible items. Kasal kedaitach. We think now. Mitakama Rav Yossi ein hatzitz maratzeh al achilos. By the fact that Rav Yossi says that tzitz is not maratzeh, it doesn't bring ritzui for edible items. Rav Yeshua sfira lei dibina tarti. It must be that in the other machlokas of Rav Elazar and Rav Yeshua, he holds like Rav Yeshua, that you need both dam and basar. Why? Because why else would he hold ein tzitz maratzeh al achilos? What difference would it make? If this Rav Yossi would hold like Rav Elazar in the other Mishnah, in the other machlokas, and he would hold, you only need the dam, you don't need the basar, then what's the difference whether he says tzitz maratzeh al achilos or not? Right, fine, he says ein tzitz maratzeh. You don't need it anyway. So what's the difference? So the Havamina is, by the fact that he says ein tzitz maratzeh al achilos, that would only make a difference if he holds in the other machlokas like Rav Yeshua, in main basar, ein dam. So said, and if that's true, we spent a lot of time yesterday proving that our mission is almost not like Rabbi Yeshua. Right? But we answered it in the end. Rabbi Yeshua makes a chiluk between Yachin and Tzibur, which we'll get back to later. But we don't know that whether Rabbi Yossi holds that chiluk. So first, the Havamina now is that Rabbi Yossi, by the fact that he holds Ein Tzitz Maratzeh on Achilos, it must be because he holds like Rabbi Yeshua in the other machlokas, that he holds Im Ein Dam, Ein Bas, Im Ein Basar, Ein Dam. So says the Gemara, Neima Hashem Asitzu Lok Rabbi Yossi. So let's say that our Mishnah is against Rabbi Yossi. So says the Gemara, no. Lo, Rabbi Yossi, Kermoza Sivirole. It could very well be that Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Elazar in the other machlokas. The Amr Dam Avavishain Basar. Even what, as long as you have the Dam, you can be Zoekit even if the Basar is Tame. So he holds like the Makel opinion in the machlokas. Ask the Gemara then, Ihachi, Lomai Hilchasa, Ein Hatzitz Baratza Alachilos. If that's true, that he holds like Rabbi Elazar, so then what's his point of saying that this is not Maratza on edible items? You know, whether it's maratza or not maratza, you have the dam. So whether the basar is there, even if the basar is not there, who cares? So what's l'may nafkamina? Says the Gemara l'taymeich. What do you mean? I'll forget Rav Yossi. I'll ask you a kasha on the other shita. Rav Elazar da amar atitz maratza. Rav Elazar, who in this machlokas over here says that tzitz is maratza on achilos. 1 second. Put the two Rav Elazars together. Kiva da amar dam avabishen basar atitz maratza on achilos l'may hilchasa. Rav Elazar himself, we don't understand. Rav Elazar himself says that tzitz is maratza on achilos, but why should he need it to be maratza on achilos? He says you don't need the basar. He holds dam avavishain basar. So you have a kasha on both shitos, not just on Rav Yossi. You have a kasha on Rav Elazar. What is the basis? Again, we have a machlokas right here on this line two and three on our amud. We have a machlokas whether tzitz is maratza on achilos or not. And the question is, mimanafshach, what difference does it make? What's the nafkamina for this machlokas? According to Rav Elazar, he himself says, you don't need the basar. So why does he have to say tzitz maratza on achilos? According to Rav Yossi, we also said he holds like Rav Elazar. So what difference does it make that he says, ain't tzitz maratza? Says the Gemara, there's a hidden machlokas here that we don't realize. Ella, what's the machlokas about? L'mikve'e b'pigol v'la'afuke mide me'ila kamifliki. The question is, when we say that tzitz is maratzeh, how far does that go? Does that make us say, you know what? It's as if you're bringing a tahar carbon here. Everything's perfect. It's as if nothing. No problem here. Does it go so far? Or does it just bring kapara? Yeah, it'll work. You'll achieve kapara for the bialim, but it's not like it's tar completely. What difference does that make? Because there are two other halachos that depend on whether the avoda was done properly or not. Number one, pigel. We had this once before, and that is, number four or five, prakim and zvachim, discuss pigel. And the pigel, again, if a kohen thinks during the shechita that he's going to sprinkle the blood, shalom bismano, he's going to eat the carbon, shalom bismano. So the rule by pigel is that pigel only exists if everything else is perfect. If everything else in the avoda is perfect, and pigel is the only problem, then it's pigel. If there's some other problem anywhere in the process, then it's not pigel. That's the rule of pigel. Yatir hamatzer kibitzvaso. That's the lashon of the Mishnah. So says the Gemara, so you know what difference this makes whether the tzitz is maratza on achilos or not? The difference will make if you can have a machshavas pigel. Because if you say tzitz is maratza, so then the achilos is considered totally pure and fine and wonderful and tahar, and then you'll be able to create pigel because it'll be considered a regular perfect avoda. Mashaykin, if you say ain't tzitz maratza, then it won't be. So that's nafkamina number one. And nafkamina number two, la'afuke mide me'ila. We know, let's say by kach, there's an isser daraisa of me'ila, benefiting from the items of the Beis HaMikdash. When does me'ila exist? It's not by all kachim. By what kachim does me'ila exist? So it exists by something, whatever can be labeled as kachay gavoha. Mamun gavoha, so that Will be labeled as Me'ilah. So for example, when you have Kachi Kachim, when you have a Chatas and an Usham, and any of those, or a Mincha, there is Pigo until the time when the Kohen either is Zorek the Dam, or when the Kohen is Matir the Kometz on the Mizbeach. Up until that time, it's all Usher for people, so there's Me'ilah, there's the Isra Me'ilah. The second that Haktara takes place, as long as the Haktara or the Zrika takes place properly on the Mizbeach, so then the leftovers that are going to be eaten by the Kohanim are no longer Usher. They're no longer an Isra Me'ilah, because now it's allowed to be eaten by the Kohanim. That's the halacha of Motzi Midei Me'ilah. Once the Avodah is done properly, and now the Shirayim, the leftovers, are able to be eaten by humans, so there's no more pigle by those items, because it's mutter to humans. Only something that's only labeled as Kachi Gavoa has Me'ilah. So that's another nafkamina over here. Do we say this is a proper Zrika done, that the Tzitzis Meratzeh? Because then we'll say there's no more Me'ilah, because now it's mutter for the Kohanim to eat. If we would say, no, the Tzitz just helps out a little bit, but it doesn't really make it into a good kosher Zrika, then you'd say that there's still Me'ilah. Me'ilah hasn't disappeared. So that's the Machlokas. Now the Gemara just clarifies what I said. Rabbi Lazar, who says the Tzitz is Meratzeh, Meratzeh Tzitz Ilafeh, the Tzitz works. So what's the Nafkamino? Umashvile Kitahar. We treat it like a total Tahar carbon, the Kavaleh B'Pigol. And Pigol is potentially Shayach, because it's a Tahar carbon. Umafikle Midei Me'ilah. And Me'ilah is finished, because it's a totally good Zrika / Haktara, depending on what you're talking about. And therefore the leftovers can be eaten by the Kohanim, and that theoretically, and then, or at least it's labeled as a Tahar process, which could bring about a Heter. And therefore, there's no more Me'ilah. Rabbi Yosi Safar lo maratze titzi lavei, velo mashvile kitar, velo kavale pigol, velo mafikli Me'ilah. Just the opposite, because Rabbi Yosi said the titzi is not maratze, so none of these halachas will kick in. Whether lemaisa they can eat the leftovers, the Me'iri says probably not. Whether the Kohanim could really eat the leftovers. It could be considered tar for everything regarding the Avodah, but to say lemaisa that the Kohanim could eat it based on Tzitz Meratzeh, he doesn't think it would go that far, because look, the Gemara doesn't quote that as an afkamina. The Gemara just quotes Pigel and Me'ilah. Why doesn't he quote whether he could eat it? So he assumes that even according to Rabbi Lazar, maybe you can't eat it, but at least in terms of halachically defining the Avodah as a tar Avodah, that's the Machlokas, and the afkaminas would be Pigel and Me'ilah. Continues the Gemara. Again, part of these dafim are to get bases and yesodos in Hilchos Kachim. And somebody noted to me last week that there was an idea to switch the dafim to do Arvei Pesachim, and then instead of these eight dafim to have something to switch to do it, because Arvei Pesachim comes out right after Pesach this year, right after Pesach. Why don't you switch it? And somebody noted to me last week. He says, isn't that a chisaron in Emuna? Don't we want this to be Lamaisa this year? We're not judging. Oh, well, people want to do that. That's fun. That's wonderful. But maybe besides the fact of going straight of being part of Klal Yisrael, which I think is also very important, millions of thousands of Jews are doing these same dafim every day. But also, we want this to be Shayach. We still have time. We still have a couple days. We want to bring the Garan Pesach this year. You know, now it's getting close because we need 7 days. So after today, we're going to have to rely on Tumah Hutcher B'Zibur, Tumah Tuchuyah B'Zibur. So we still have that. We still have today. Today's Wednesday. So if the Mashiach comes today, that's right. We still have 7 days to get the. We have to get the Paraduma. We have to figure out if it's around. But after today, okay, Tumah Tuchuyah B'Zibur. We'll rely on that. But anyway, so it says, let's hope Ezra is the Maisa. But it's important to get the Yesodos of Me'ilah, of Pigel, etc. Asks the Gemara, Maskev La Rav Mari, Nihi Nami, Rabbi Yosi Savak Rabbi Lazar. So fine, what have we said there? Rabbi Yosi holds like Rabbi Lazar. Meaning what? Rabbi Yosi, who says, Ein Sitz Maratza Alachilos. So he holds like Rabbi Lazar, that as long as you have Dam Avabisha Ein Basar. But the Lashon is, Bishlama Zvachim Ika Dam, Omer Nami Ika Komets, Lech Labar Nami Ika Bazichin. You need something to be Huktar for the Tzitz. The Ritzui Tzitz to potentially to be Chalon. So what do you have from those five in our Mishnah that is being Huktar? By the animals, fine, you have the Dam. That's, so you have some Avoda occurring. So you can say Dam Abba Bishen Basar because you have something, you have Dam. Or the Omer, the carbon of Omer that's part of the second day of Pesach. Also, you have the Kometz, that's a carbon Mincha. So the Kohen takes a 3 fingers full and is Machter on the Mizbeach. Lechem Apanim, the Shabbos, the 12 loaves, also the Bazichin. There are cups of frankincense that are hung on the sides of the Shulchan. Every Shabbos, they are Huktar, and once they're Huktar, the Kohanim can now take the loaves. So there's something that the Tzitz could work with. Eloshtei Alechem, Michael Amemar. But the loaves that are brought on Shavuos out of Chametz, the Shtei Alechem, there's nothing that's Huktar on the Mizbeach. So what's the Tzitz being Maratza on? You say something, Afal Pi She'ein, right? So the Shei Lechem is Tameh. So what are you being mocked here? What's working? What's making the avodah work? And if you want to say that really the two in the Mishnah, two of the Mishnah, the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur we mentioned, are a team with the Shtei Halechem, and only once the Shalmei Tzibur, the Shlamim of the Karban Tzibur are brought on Shavuos, maybe that's what's matzir the Shtei Halechem. So says the Gemara, okay, that'll work, Misvara, but then Imkein Havilu Harba. But the Mishnah says there are five, and then you say two of them are to go together. So it would only be four, because it's really one group. So says the Gemara, okay, you're right, Elok Saber, Rabbi Yossi, Tumah Hutra Betzibur. It must be that Rabbi Yossi does not require any Ritzui of the Tzitz, because he holds Tumah Hutra Betzibur. That's why the Shtei HaLechem can work, even though it's Tameh, and even though there's nothing being Muktar on the Mizbeach, because of Tumah Hutra Betzibur. Let's just do four more lines, I'll take the question. Hatanya, aye, but we have a Brice up that seems to say, or that Rabbi Yossi does not hold this. Raisa says, Echad zeh ve'echad zeh, mazin alav kol shiva mikol chatos shahayusham, divir Rabbi Meir. The Raisa here is talking about two individuals that were very careful that they are tahor. Number one is the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur. For 7 days, we know the Mishnah at the beginning of Yuma says that for 7 days we separate him from his wife, we put him in seclusion in order to be able to remain Tahar. We don't want him to be able to become Tamei Meis. And also, for 7 days before the Kohen who is going to do the Avoda of the Para Aduma, there's a parallel. That Kohen, we also want it to be completely pure, no Suffolk Tamei Meis, therefore we also separate him. The Rambam in Hilchas Para. Hilchas Para, says the Rambam. Right, the beginning of Hilchas Tara, Sefer Tara, the Rambam has Hilchas Tumi Meis and then Hilchas Paraduma. The Rambam says this is a, where's the Lashon here? He says this is a halacha l'Moshe Misinai. So Mesorah from Moshe Rabbeinu, that we have parallel halachas of the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur and of this Kohen who does the Paraduma. So we separate them for 7 days before they're involved, and we sprinkle on them on every one of the 7 days, according to Rabbi Meir, from the ashes of the Paraduma, of the previous Paradumas. Right? So we sprinkle on him. Why? Because maybe he was suffering Tamei Meis. We don't know. So every day might be day 3 and day 7. So Rabbi Meir says every day you have to sprinkle on him because you don't know whether this could be a day 3 or a day 7. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Ein mazon alav ela shlishi v'shvi'i bilvad. Now Rabbi Yossi says don't make yourself crazy. You know, day 3 and day 7. Because the halacha is, this is not for us now, the halacha is, you don't need it to be exactly day 3 and 7 from the Tumah. All you need is day 3 and 7 when the Tara process starts. That's the machlokes in Hilchas Tumah v'Tara. But what do you see? Rabbi Yossi here is worried about Tumah when it comes to a korban on behalf of the Tzibur. When it comes to the Kohen Gadol doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. So what do you mean? Don't we say Tumah Hutra v'Tzibur? So why is he so worried? So it must be that he holds Tumah Tuchuyi v'Tzibur. So El Mechaverta, so we say, okay, we have no choice. Mechaverta Masisa Delok Rabbi Yossi, period. It must be the Mishnah is really against Shitas Rabbi Yossi. We tried, but we did not succeed. Yeah.
I have two questions.
Yeah.
One of the reasons
it couldn't
be
Rabbi
Yossi is because then it would be four, not five.
One of the reasons
it
could be
Rabbi
Yossi is four and not five.
You said yesterday that this Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur includes every carbon yantif.
We said Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur includes all Karbanos Yantif. It says Sirei Rosh Chodesh had to be there because we wouldn't have known it. But it still says the word five in the Mishnah.
So you have a fifth. The fifth is everything else from Rosh Yantif.
But we said that's included in one of the Karbanos. That's not an extra one on the list. There are five listed in the Mishnah. There are five listed in the Mishnah. So according to this, one of them go together. Two of them go together. Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur is one, but it's Huadin. It's Huadin the other Karbanos. That's fine, but according to this now, we would say in the Mishnah, you're right, there might be Tarnav Ashir, but at least there should be five in the Mishnah. According to this, there's only four in the Mishnah.
And second of all,
yeah.
We said over here that
Rabbi Yossi,
if Rabbi Yossi holds too much of a
Tzibur,
then he wouldn't need
Hazah
at all.
If Rabbi Yossi holds
too
much of a
Tzibur,
he wouldn't need
Hazah. But isn't it better to have Hazah than not to have it?
Isn't it better to have Hazah? But the question is, this is all a case of Suffolk. Do you have to do everything you can? That's part of the nafkamina, the tumah hutra v'tzibur. Tumah dechuyi v'tzibur is you try to get out of it. If efshal l'kayim shnehem, you know, you try to prevent it. But that's tumah hutra v'tzibur means it's not there. And this is only a suffix anyway.
Fine, it's not there, but
isn't
it best to avoid that?
Okay, it's a kasha, but it must be. The more is assuming not. The more is assuming by tumah hutra v'tzibur, it's just like Tara. It's just like Tara. And therefore, it's not a problem. Yeah. The number five is very inexact. Well, I don't think it's asking about the diukim that you make from the number five, what's excluded. But at least in the Mishnah, it says five and it lists five. And according to this, there aren't five in the Mishnah. You're right, you're asking, aren't there a lot more included in one of them? Okay, but we say...
But
There's a reason why I'm saying, but Lamaise, it comes out that the Mishnah says these five. So according to Rabbi Yossi, it's not going to be these five. It's only going to be these four. You're right, there are a lot of others not in the Mishnah, but I think the Mishnah still would not be exact. And that's what's bothering the Gemara. The reason is interesting, just if you look in the, getting onto Paraduma for a minute, the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Shin Tzadik Zayin, where he talks about Paraduma, so we know the Sefer HaChinuch, why it's so enjoyable for us, is that besides writing the Halachas, he has the Shorish of every Mitzvah. The Tamiya Mitzvahs that he writes to every Mitzvah. And it's Al Pi Seder HaParsha, that's why it's always a very popular Sefer. So says the Sefer HaChinuch, even though I'm writing a shorash of every mitzvah, not this one. Knowing, and not everybody knows this, why did he write this? I'm writing this so that the kids will get a tasty feel for mitzvos. You know, he wrote it for his children. That's what he wrote these ta'amim for. Right, chavei Rav Yishmerim zeh, b'mitzvah zu rafu yadai, v'yairu lafatzos pi aleha klal gam b'pshat. I don't know what to say about this Mishnah, I can't write a tam. Because this is as read as the Shlomo Melech says, right, v'hi rechokim imani, this is the only mitzvah I don't understand. What exactly is the aspect of Paraduma that's not understandable? So the Rishonim discuss this. Which aspect? Is it that it's metaher the tameyim and it's metame, the people who are also going to become tame? That's one aspect. There are others. Why is it burned outside the Beis HaMikdash? That's another, right, another issue that might make it not understandable. But either way, that's a Sefer HaChinuch who says that of all the mitzvahs, this is the only one I'm not writing a tam for because I'm not sure to explain. I can't explain the halachas. Like following Shlomo HaMelech. Third wide line. Getting back to a brisa that we had yesterday. Rabbi Yossi, we had a 10-line brisa yesterday that we did not explain because it seemed to be inner contradictory. So it says, Amalei Rav Papa Abaye, Rabbi Yossi shtara mizaki lebeit shrei. Who? Is Rabbi Yossi holding on to a star that literally is going to two people? Like it's a star between Reuven and Shimon, and the star says Reuven owns Shimon, and the star says Shimon owns Reuven. It's going in two directions. But this brisa is so to itself. The Tanya. Okay, let's quote the whole brisa again. Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Roa ani is divir blazer bisvachim, but divir bishu bisvachim, but divir blazer bimenachas, but divir bishu bimenachas. Again, what's the machlokas we're talking about here? Rabbi Yeshua, who says that you need both. Once if you don't have the basar, you can't be zorik the dam. Rabbi Elazar says no. Even without the basar, you can be zorik the dam. So Rabbi Yossi says, I hold like him, and I hold like him, and I hold like him, and I hold like him. Same thing. Or continuing, Rabbi Elazar b'bisvachim shai omer dam av b'shem basar. Rabbi Yeshua b'bisvachim shai omer imeim dam im basar. Imeim basar in dam. Rabbi Elazar b'menachas shai omer komet av b'shem shamshirayim. Rabbi Yeshua b'menachas shahaya omer imeim shamshirayim in komet imeim komet in shirayim. Question mark. So he seems to be saying, right, opposite Soser statements. So a couple of tries to answer. Five to be exact, until we get to the Mishnah. Try number one. Amalei, Mistavra Ka'amar. He's saying what he thinks is logical. Kikoyi Bizvachim, he's not saying who he holds like. He's just saying, Kikoyi Bizvachim, when he was discussing Zvachim, Amar, Mistavra Ka'echit, Pligi Bizvachim, Pligi Manami Benachas. When he was learning Zvachim, animal carbonos, he said, you know what? It makes sense that they're arguing about menachos as well. That's all he meant. Koi b'menachos, Omar, mistav, kecha, tepligi b'menachos, but you don't have zvachim. When someone says menachos, he says, you know what? It's logical that they're arguing about zvachim as well. The opposite case. So Omar Lay says, Abaya back to Rav Papa, Omar Lay b'menach, hatena ki koi b'zvachim, Omar mistav, kecha, tepligi b'zvachim, tepligi b'zvachim, menachos. I understand if he's talking about Zvachim, why he would extend it to Menachos. Why? Because look at the Psukim. Remember we had yesterday, the Makoros for Bishur Neb Elazar was Vasisa Olosecha Habasar Vahadam. It's about Zvachim. So it makes sense. If you're talking about Zvachim, you know what? I think the Machlokas extends to Menachos. Ela Kikai b'Menachos, V'yomar, Mistaber Tihechi Depligi b'Menachos, Pligi Nami b'Zvachim. Boy, you're talking about carbon minchas, flower carbonates. You say, you know what? I think it also extends to Zvachim. What do you mean you think it extends? That's what the Psukim are about. V'ha'ikir kroi b'Zvachim u'diksivi. It doesn't make sense that he would say that. That he would say Zvachim and then who had the Menachos? Menachos or the Zvachim. The Psukim are about Zvachim. So, says Abaya, I don't like that answer. Ela, this is the answer. Lokasha. This is what he means by passing like both. Roa ani es divi Rabbi Eliezer ben Nitma, v'divi Rabbi Yeshua ba'ovid v'saruf. He holds like Rabbi Eliezer. Remember, there were three cases in the Mishnah. What happened to the basar? So says Rabbi Yossi. This is all Rabbi Yossi talking. Keep that in mind. Rabbi Yossi says, I hold like Rabbi Eliezer, meaning the more mekel shita, by tamei. If the dam becomes tamei, the dam still exists. So it becomes tamei. You know what? I'll say zorik the. If the basar becomes tamei, I'm sorry. If the basar becomes tamei, I'll say zorik the dam. But if the basar gets burned up, if the basar gets lost, that I paskin like Rabbi Yoshua. That's the chiluk. Says the Gemara, no, one second. Benitva my time. Why would he say that b'di'evad nitma is okay? Bishum de Maratzi tits, because the tits is Maratzah on the basar. One second. We're talking about Rabbi Yossi talking. Hashavas led the Rabbi Yossi, damar ain't tits Maratzah al-achilos. In the other machlokas, on today's daf, on the second line, Rabbi Yossi said that tits is not Maratzah on edible items. So you can't say that he paskins like Rabbi Lazar by nitma. So Ella, third try. Lo kasha, this is what he means. Roa ani yasev Rabbi Eliezer, but Tzibur. Roa ani yasev Rabbi Yeshua b'yachid. Tzibur and Yachid. I hold like Rabbi Eliezer that dam, even without basar, by carbon Tzibur, I have more flexibility. By carbon Yachid, I wouldn't. Says the Gemara, one second. But Tzibur might have Mishud Tum Hucha, but Tzibur? Why would you say that Tzibur is not a problem, even though the basar is not there or became tame? It must be because Tum Hucha, but Tzibur. So says the Gemara, one second. Chada, the Sham is like, because we're working not within the tzitz. That's what we just said, because Rabbi Yossi is not working within the tzitz. So it says, number Chada, the Sham is like, Rabbi Yossi, the Tum Hucha, Chuyi, but Tzibur. We just proved on the first wide line on our daf, the Rabbi Yossi holds Tum Hucha, but Tzibur, not Hucha, but Tzibur. Number one. Number two, Va'oda, what did we just say? He holds like Rabbi Elazar by carbon Tzibur and Rabbi Yeshua by carbon Yachid. No, remember the last line of yesterday's daf, which is the top line of our Amma today, we said that Rabbi Yeshua also holds to that chilek. So what do you mean? The only like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua also holds to that. Vote Ibit Tzibur, Rabbi Elazar Master, below Rabbi Yeshua. Ha'am Rabbi Tzibur, I feel Rabbi Yeshua Moda. Yeshua's Moda to that. So Ella, try number four. What does Rabbi Yossi mean? Ella. Roa ani es divrei Rabbi Eliezer bidi eved. V'divrei Rabbi Yeshua lachadchila. No, I hold that Rabbi Yeshua is a din lachadchila, that you need both. That if the basar has a problem, you shouldn't be zorek the dam. If you were zorek the dam, though, I'll say it works like Rabbi Lazar. That's his chilek. So the Gemara says again, di eved. I feel Rabbi Yeshua nami mota. We said yesterday again, Rabbi Yeshua also agrees to that. So how can you say that Rabbi Yossi is only holding Rabbi Lazar? Tani Modir Yeshua Shem Zara Kurtza. The end of Ayin Zayin Mabeis, says Rabbi Yeshua also agrees to that. Okay, final try. Ha Betuma Ha Ba'abed Besaraf. There is a chilek, like we said earlier, between Nitma, where the basar became tame, and where it became lost and burnt. But a little different than we said before. Kik Tani Modir Rabbi Yeshua Shem Zara Kurtza. This is a kind of a combination of the Lechachila B'di'evet answer and the Nitma and the Abed Vesarif answer. So, when does Rabbi Yeshua say that b'di'evet it'll work im zar kurtza b'nitma? That's by Nitma, we'll say, that's where Rabbi Yeshua agrees b'di'evet. Abel Abed Vesarif Lopa, Abed Vesarif, Rabbi Yeshua does not agree there. When the basar is not existent, he doesn't agree that b'di'evet, that if you were zorik the dam it'll work, only by Nitma. And Rabbi Yossi is saying, Kikama Rabbi Yossi, Rohan is here Rabbi Lazar, b'di'evet, pa'abud v'sarif. What does he mean by passing like Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lazar? By passing like Rabbi Yeshua by Nitma, because there even Rabbi Yeshua holds that b'di'evet it'll work. By passing like Rabbi Lazar by Abed v'sarif, because there he's the only one who says that b'di'evet it'll work. Rabbi Yeshua wouldn't say that it works b'di'evet by Abed v'sarif. Okay. We figured out what Rabbi Yossi meant by the Braisa. Five different tries to understand exactly what he meant. Essentially, passing like a Belazar, except maybe on a Lechatchila level. Maybe Lechatchila is not clear in the Gemara. That's what some say. So Lamaisa, how is he passing like Rabbi Yeshua? So maybe on Lechatchila level. Rabbi Lazar would say, even to do a Lechatchila, and Rabbi Yeshua would say not. Again, to realize that whenever we, you know, one runs through a piece of Gemara like we have to, there's always a lot more here, a lot of lumdas here that we don't appreciate. That we could sit here talking about the differences between a nitzma and an avud and all the different types of psulim. Obviously, we're just getting the daf to try to get, we have to do the daf every day. But again, just to realize there's a lot more here and to appreciate that there's a lot underneath the surface. Again, we touch as much as we can, but to appreciate there's a lot more here. Okay. Right, that does not have to be said by every daf. That's, says the Mishnah. Okay. Nitma, so the previous Mishnah had spoken about the differences between Karim Pesach and other Karbanos. So this Mishnah continues in that vein. Nitma basar v'chel of kayim. Remember, there were three parts of a Karban. There's a part that's eaten by people. There's a part that's burned on the Mizbeach. And there's a part that's, let's say, eaten by Kohanim, maybe, eaten by Baalim, and burned on the Mizbeach. And Nizrak on the Mizbeach. So let's categorize it as this. There's basar and chelev and dam. Those are the three. There's basar, there's meat, there's chelev, there's burned on the mizbeach, and there's dam sprinkled on the mizbeach. So let's say nitma basar v'chelev kayim. If the basar became tamei and the chelev, the fats that are going to be burned on the mizbeach, they're still around. So einu zorek as a dam. In that case, by a carbon pesach, you're not Zorik the Dam. Why? Because by Karban Pesach, as we mentioned, eating the Karban Pesach is a central focus of the Karban, and therefore, if the Basar is Tameh, and you're not going to be able to eat the Karban, so then you forget the process, and you're not Zorik the Dam. Nitma Chelev HaBasar Kayim Zorik the Dam. But the opposite, if you're not going to be able to burn the Chelev on the Mizbeach, as long as the Basar is Tahar, we say, keep going, that's fine, you're Zorik the Dam. Because by Karban Pesach, the Iker is the Achila. And this is, Rashi explains, Bein L'Rabbi Elazar, Bein L'Rabbi Yeshua. It doesn't matter. This halacha applies according to everybody. U'bimikdashim ein okein. And by all other karbanos, the halacha is just the opposite. Because the ikar by other karbanos is to burn the chelev on the mizbeach. Don't worry about the eating. That's only secondary. By mukdashim, it's just the opposite. Ela, apa pisha nitma habasar, v'hachelev kayam, zorek es hadam. Even though the basar became tameh, as long as the chelev is kayam, then you are zorek the dam. Okay, that's what the Mishnah says. So says the a couple points on this. First of all, the Tiferes Yisrael on the Mishnah asks, what's going on here? How could it be that the Basar and the Chelev, we're talking about in the animal, what happens? Right after Shechit, you shech the animal, you catch the dam, you go and you sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach. How could the Basar or the Chelev, one of them become Tameh without the other one, before Zerika? You know, they're in the same animal. So if part of it becomes Tameh, the whole thing becomes Tameh, and you Zerik the dam in 2 minutes. So how is it possible? So he says, maybe, the only thing you can think of, is that maybe it's similar to a case where for some reason you shech the animal and then you have the dam in the cup and for some reason you have to stall for time. Right? You have to be like we had, for example, like say if you shech the Pesach before the Tamid by mistake. So then you're Memaris the dam until after you shech the Tamid and then you're Zorik the dam. So you can have some type of case where you can have a longer interim period and therefore you'll have to take out the Chelev and the Emurin from the inside of the animal. That's number one. How does this case work? Okay, we'll have to chazer that. I'll have to see how that relates to this. Another point is the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish brings up the case. So we know here that the ikar of the Karban Pesach is the Achila. Says the Chazon Ish, there's a halacha by other karbanos. Let's say nothing's tameh. The basar's fine, the chalev's time. But let's say the Kohen, by mistake, does the Zrik in the wrong spot. Is it in the wrong spot? Supposed to be above the Chut HaSikra, you do it below the Chut HaSikra, right, the line in the middle of the Mizbeach. Supposed to be two that are four, he does one. He does something wrong. So the Gemara says, has a line in Zvachim, Shelo bimkomo kimkomo dami. As long as he did the Zrik, it's okay with the Eved. It's okay with the Eved, the carbon is still good. Ask the Chazon Ish, would that still apply by Karban Pesach as well? Would we go so far as to say, if it's in the wrong spot, the Karban Pesach is supposed to be sprinkled below the Chut HaSikra? There's only one. Only the Chatos is above. Let's say you sprinkle the Karban Pesach above the Chut HaSikra. So is it going to be a good Achila? Says the Chazon Ish, he thinks it would be. Says the Chazon Ish, Yesh v'ayin b'Pesach mai. Kiven d'kaim alon d'Pesach she'in lo ochlin pasul. We pass it if you don't have any eaters by the Pesach. You throw it out. Hacha b'zorak shalobim komo pasul agamrei. Do you throw it out here too? Because it was shalobim komo. Or do you say, O Dilma, the Chashiv Kiilu Nevar Abasal Achazrika, and Shalobim Komo Kim Komo Dami? So he has that topic and he's Makel. He says that in that case, you would say the Karban Pesach even would be eaten because of the emphasis of Achilu when it comes to the Karban Pesach. Rav Shach and Avi Ezri, he quotes his Chazon Ish and he argues. He quotes the Ar Sameach also, but he says he doesn't agree to this. He thinks Shalobim Komo Kim Komo would be good enough by other Karbanos, but when it comes to Karban Pesach, where it has to be Roi L'Achila, he doesn't think it would go. He doesn't think it would go that far. Okay, that's a machlokas between machlokas achron between the Chazon Ish and Rav Shach versus and the Ar Sameach. To one other ha'ara, I just forgot to mention right before we started this Mishnah, there is a problem with the Shitas HaRambam, and that is good. But in the issue of imain basar in dam, imain dam in basar, when it comes to zvachim, the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yoshua, that if there is no basar, you can't be zorek the dam. And when it comes to menachos, he passes seems to pass like Rabbi Elazar. That even if there's no shirayim, left. Once you mock to the comments, it works. That's a problem. We'll see at the end if we have time. There's a beautiful Ar Sameach that the Kilas Yaakov discusses here. If we don't have time for it, you can look it up in Simen Nun Ches. But to try to explain that stir in the Rambam, main basar in dam. Why does he paskin like Rabbi Yeshua when it comes to zvachim and like Rabbi Elazar when it comes to menachos? That's a problem with the sheet of the Rambam. So hopefully we'll get back to it. Says the Gemara, Amar of Gidol Amarav im Zara Kurtza. Says Rav, though our Mishnah says if the basar is tameh, you cannot sprinkle the blood of the Karban Pesach because you're not going to be able to eat it. But what if you did anyway, incorrectly? Hortza, it still works. And Rashi says you don't have to bring a Pesach sheni, right? It's still effective. Ah, yes, the Gemara of Habi Inan Achila. Don't you need to eat? Isn't that a din, important din by Karim Pesach? So Gemara says, Achila Ma'akva. It's not a din li'ikuva. It's not a b'di'evet. Ah, Ivoksiv Ishlofi Yachov. Doesn't it say every man according to what he could eat? La mitzvah. That's only din l'chadchila. Says the Gemara la'akiv lo. Is that a din li'ikuva? But Hatanya the Brisa says, b'michzas melamed she'ein ha-pesach nishchat el lemnuyah. We have this, right? The word b'michzas teach me, you have to shech the Karim Pesach l'shame those who were appointed. Yachol shachto shalo lemnuyah v'yehek over la mitzvah v'kasher. You might think that shechting it for the appointed ones is over only a din l'chadchila, and even without it, the carbon will be kasher. Tamalomar ish lufi achlo tachosu. No, the pasuk repeats it. The word michsas and tachosu hakasav sharna la'akev. As we mentioned, that's the rule in kachim. When something is said twice, then it's a din l'ikuva. So you see, shechting it l'shem the appointed ones is a din l'ikuva. And the Gemara continues v'iskish ochlan l'menuyim. And just like the appointed ones, the halacha of shechting it l'shem eaters is li'kuva. So if the shalacha, you have to shechta l'shem eaters, obviously it has to be eaten. Obviously the eating is a din li'kuva. If shechta get l'shem the eaters is a din li'kuva. So how can we say that it's only a din l'chadchila? Se'ela Rav da'amar k'Rav Nasan. Rav, who says our Mishnah is only l'chadchila, but b'di'eved, if you did this rik, it'll work. That's machlokas tanoim, and our Mishnah is like Rav Nasan. D'amar achilas p'sachim lo ma'akva. Rav Nasan said, he was quoted earlier in Daf Samach Tes, Templar ago, that achilas eating the Pesach is no ma'akev. You're right, it's a machlokas tanoim. You shechted it l'shem. L'shem Oakland, but still the fact that we assume that it has to be eaten. The fact that shechting it l'shem the eaters is a din li'kuva, that reflects the fact that eating it itself, doesn't matter if it keeps tummy afterwards, that reflects itself that the achilo should be li'kuva.
What's the problem of eating it if it's
tummy? If you're a yachid,
yeah.
If you're a yachid, you don't say tumma tuchuy b'tzir by yachid. What? There's an issa daraisa of a tummy eating of a carbon. Yeah, tummy is not allowed to eat carbon. That's too much mikdash v'kadashiv. If you're tummy not allowed to eat, unless you say too much of a tzibur, can't even walk into the base of mikdash, all of it, completely. So this mishnah seems to be against the previous mishnah, right? The previous mishnah said. So we'll talk about that in a minute. So hey, Reb Nasan, which Reb Nasan is Rav referring to? Which Reb Nasan holds that eating the Pesach is not ma'akev? Ilei mahar Reb Nasan, is it the following Reb Nasan, the Tanya, Reb Nasan Omer, or we had this a kiddushin in the name of Reb Yonasan? But here the mishnah, the Gemara quotes it in Reb Nasan. Tanya Reb Nasan Omer, minayin shekol yisrael yotzei Pesach echad. How do you know that theoretically all the Jewish people can be yotzei with one shefsel, with one sheep for the current Pesach? All the Jews will shecht it. Bein Arbayim. It. What do you mean? All the Bnei Yisrael is shechting? One person is shechting. And there's one little animal. This pasuk is hinting to us, really, that all the Jews could be yotzei with one Pesach. Rashi points out, even though they're not going to get a kezias. Even though they're not going to get a kezias of the Pesach. What's the svara of this? And therefore, what does it show? That achila is not ma'akev. That's the Havamina. That this is the Reb Nasan that says achila is not ma'akev. Reb Moshe writes in a tshuva, in Arachayim Aleph Kuf Yud Ches, that this is because he must hold, Reb Nasan must hold, by current Pesach, the mitzvah is for it to be eaten, not for every Jew to eat it. Because if it's every Jew to eat it, then they would have to eat a kezayis. It must be for the mitzvah for it to be eaten. So number one, Moshe seems to be assuming that there's no yib chatzishir b'mitzvahs, something that we discussed before. Maybe it's a mitzvah for everybody to eat it, but chatzishir is enough, A. And B, if this is true, then Reb Nasan is against a Beis HaLevi that we mentioned in the past. The Beis HaLevi says Karban Pesach is different than all other karbanos. By all karbanos, you say the mitzvah is for them to be eaten, not for you to eat it. But Karban Pesach is different. Karban Pesach, you have to eat. So it's not a serious. Just say that's what we paskin. It could be, though, at least in Lumbus, though, Reb Nasan is saying, according to that Reb Moshe, Reb Nasan here is saying that that's what Karban Pesach is also. It's a mitzvah for it to be eaten and not a mitzvah for us to eat. We saw the Beis HaLevi, right? We saw the Beis HaLevi before. Says the Gemara, so isn't that the Reb Nasan that says the Achila is not Ma'akev? So where is it? No, Dilma, Shani, that's not a good Raya. Shani Hasam, over there is different. Why? V'yimim Shechihani Chazilahani. V'yimim Shechihani Chazilahani. What do you mean? In that case, theoretically, anybody could eat this carbon. Some people could go get another carbon. It's not that anybody is not Ra'ui. They're Ra'ui, there's just a lot of people. But they're Ra'ui. That Reb Nasan can't prove that Achilas Pesach is not Ma'akev. Theoretically, anybody could eat this. So if they switch. Elohar Reb Nasan. Okay, it's this Reb Nasan. That is the one who holds that Achilas is not Ma'akev. The Tanya the Brisa says, Nimno lov chabura achas. Because of Nimno lov chabura achas. Let's say you have 10 people to a Pesach. They're ready, wonderful, and then all of a sudden another, and they can each get a kezias, the first 10. Then all of a sudden another 10 people are mamuna on this Pesach, and now that ruins it, because now that's not enough for everybody. So Rishonim, Sheishlam kezias, Ochel nepaturin. The first group that have a kezias, they should eat normally, and they're pater, bring a Pesach sheni, because that's not just pater, of course. Right, because they did the proper thing. Achronim shein lem kezayis ain ochlin. They don't eat any because they're not slachachilo in a situation where they could fulfill it. The chayavim lazav pesach sheni. They have to do pesach sheni because they were stuck. They didn't have a pesach. They didn't have a kezayis that was roi for them. Rabbi Nasan Omer. So Rabbi Nasan though says argues eluva elu mitrim lazav pesach sheni. Even the second group is part of a pesach sheni. Shekvar nizrak adam because adam is already zarek. So this is the second try, says the Gemara. Rav Nasan here again. Why is the second group yotzei with the Pesach Sheni? It must be because Achilas not ma'akev. So Gemara says again, no raya. Same thing. Akati dilmashani hasam dimim shechihani chazi lahu. No, there still the first group could decide to get another one before the zman of shechita. Tosis points out maybe even after the zman of shechita, according to the opinions that you have some later time. But still theoretically they could still switch. Right? They're still roi. So again, that's not a raya to Rav Nasan. So Im Kain, says the Gemara, one second, if it's true that the reason that it started is because they could switch, listen ho v'ruyim limashech. So why doesn't the Brisa you say, why are they tahar, why are they kosher and yotzei with this Pesach Rishon? Because they could still switch. But what is the Lashon? My shekvar nizra kadam. It says that they're tahar because, and it works, because the dam was already nizrak. So Shema Mida, that Lashon tips us off, B'dam tal yemilsa, aval achilu lo ma'akva. It must be that the dam is the ikar, according to Rav Nasan, and not the achila. So that is the Rav Nasan that Rav was referring to, who holds that achila is not ma'akiv. Asks the Gemara, Yisrael's question from before. My duchi de Rav, demokim lamasisim lachachila Rav Nasan. What's Rav doing? What does Rav say? Our Mishnah is only alachachila, but with the Eved, it would be good, because like Rav Nasan. Why is he doing that? Why is he saying our Mishnah is only lechachila and it's like Rav Nasan nukme kerabbanon v'yafil di'eved nami lo? Say our Mishnah is even a din b'di'eved and that could be even the Rabbanon. Why are you trying to fit it in to Rav Nasan Shita? Says the Gemara, Rav Masnisan Kashisa. No, Rav was bothered by the language of the Mishnah. Amai ein zorek es adam. Why does the Mishnah say if the bus is tummy, don't be zorek v'dam? Listeni pasul. Why does it just say pasul? That's it. You don't have a choice. Elishvamina ein zorik lechadchila. So ein zorik instead of pasul sounds like it's more of a din lechadchila. Avot v'yeved shaper dami. But v'yeved it would be okay. But v'yeved it would be good if you were zorik the dami even though you weren't supposed to. Three more lines. Ulu Rav Nasan ishlofi achlo lamali. What do you do with the pasuk in the Torah that says ishlofi achlo? Rav Nasan says you don't have to eat it. So the mina gaver the chazi lachila. Ah, even Rav Nasan has a limit. You're right. You don't have to eat the Karman Pesach. But you have to be ra'ui. You have to be a gavra that's ra'ui to the Karan Pesach. What are we talking about here? The basar's tummy. But you are ra'ui to the Karan Pesach. So he says the same thing here. Mantana, three more lines. Mantana la tana rabbanan. Who is the author of the following brisa? Shachdu la'ochla v'zarku damushlo la'ochla. Ha'pesach atzmo kasher. If you shech the karban properly, la'ochla. And you zorek the dam, that's the problem. Shalola ochla. You don't have eaters in mind by this rika. The Pesach itself is kosher. Rashi says that means that it could be hukrav and you could be zorek the dam. The adam yosi de chavaso. And a person is yosi is chova even though you're not being able to eat it. That's what we think the words Pesach atzmo kasher means. So kama nima Rav Nasi v'lo Rabbanan. Is this Rav Nasan shita? Because Rav Nasan is the one that says you don't have to eat it. And this brisa seems to say that zrik is enough without the eating. Our answer is no. Afilu tamer rabbanon. Your rabbanon could also agree to this. Why? Because maybe you can eat it. Ein machshav zochel b'zrika, as we had before. It could be the Kar Pesach is focused on the shechita. That is the ikra avoda by the Pesach, and there's no machshavas psul when it comes to zrika, and therefore this brisa could even be the rabbanon, and it does not have to be Rav Nasan. Period. Okay, we'll stop here. We will continue Beth Hashem tomorrow. Today's shir was. For Shalema, Viva Rechab, Asmach, Rechab, 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 Rechab,